Where in the Bible will I find the doctrine of transferred righteousness? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The man to whom the Lord imputes righteousness is the one whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Psalm 32, verse 1, and also verse 2, and Romans 4, verse 8. Such a one actively complies with God's plan for his forgiveness and is thus declared righteous or justified. Now we must distinguish between a righteousness imputed to or credited to a man because he has a right relationship with God through obedience to his will, this is the teaching of the New Testament, and a righteousness which Christ, through his own submission to the will of the Father, is alleged to transfer to the sinner. This is the teaching of Calvinism. The Lord became the means of righteousness for us, in that it is through him we are privileged to receive the gift of righteousness, Romans 5:17. But this is accomplished through compliance with his will and in obedience to his commandments, and not through some mysterious bestowal of merit. The marvelous blessing of salvation is available through Christ. He is the means of righteousness. Through him we receive the gift of righteousness, righteousness which God makes available to us through faithful allegiance to his will. The doctrine of transferred righteousness, that is, the allegation that Christ's own personal righteousness is transferred to and thenceforth belongs to the sinner, has no support in Scripture whatsoever, and is exceedingly dangerous because it encourages people to lightly consider the commandments of the Lord. Were this monstrous theory true, if it could be shown that those who have believed have transferred to them the personal righteousness of Christ, it would follow that all those in this category are as pure as Christ, and that thenceforth their claim on heaven is not of grace, but of merit. On this hypothesis, God could no more deny them entrance into the heavenly city than he could his own son. No, the doctrine of transferred righteousness is positively false.